Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I'm delighted to be broadcasting from, with two of my fellow schoolmates. And I didn't realize at the time until this morning, just like minutes ago, actually seconds ago, that Jason and Kyle and I went to the same school, albeit at different times. We went to the same school. And actually, none of us had walked across the stage and received a degree. And I said to Jason, I said that, and he said, yeah. School of Hard Knocks. Kyle? Kyle, have you gotten your degree from Knox University yet? I have not.
Well, I don't think I have my degree, Vince, but what I do have is a lot of bruises.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's funny that you say that, Kyle, seriously. And by the way, class, none of what we're talking about today has been discussed by Kyle and me, none of it. So what you're going to get is live radio and just spontaneous radio. So when I've been through many interviews in my life, and that is a term that I would bring up in the interview. You know, tell me about, you know, Vincent, tell me about, you know, you and tell me about your experiences. And that's what I would say. Well, you know, I've got plenty of bruises. And
that's hilarious.
It's absolutely true. And in one interview, I was asked to... I was asked to come in and apply for an interview. The county government called me on the East Coast, and they said, "We want you to come on in, and we think you're the guy." And I said, "Well, I'm good where I am. I already have a position, and I really like it, and I'm in charge." And they said, "Well, yeah, but you'll be in charge of a bigger group on a real big project, and we want you to come in." And I said, "No, really, I'm happy where I am." So they pressured me and pressured me and pressured me. So I didn't want to go. But it meant just, you know, going to the next building over. This was in a city. Just going to the next building over. So parking would be relatively the same, etc. And so I was waiting in the lobby. It's kind of a shabby lobby for a county building, you know, county courthouse building in a big city. And so finally they called me and they had all these people sitting around a conference room table. I mean, they were ready for me, a lot of people. And they had a recording device and microphones and everybody. It was kind of like, you know, going to one of those county government meetings. It was real official. And so they said, you know, "Mr. Fennelli, please have a seat." And I said, "Well, I didn't sit down." And they said, "You know, please have a seat. We'd love to chat with you about this position." I said, "Well," and I didn't like the fact that they were recording me. As I mentioned to the class many times, I'm allergic to public speaking, especially back then. So I said to them, "Well, I think I can save everybody a lot of time." Now, still standing. I've only been there for like 30 seconds. And I said, "How much does this job pay?" And everybody's like jaw drops. They can't believe that some guy, some young punk, me, asks how much this pays before we even start the interview. I mean, that's absolutely violates all interview protocol, right? But that's what I did.
Right.
And they gave me a number, and I said, no, I appreciate it. Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen, but I can't do it. I can't work for that. Thank you so much. And I turned around and walked out. That was like one of the best interviews I've ever had.
I'd love to hear what one of the worst ones was.
Well, okay. Okay, I'll tell you about that. So I was an officer of a bank, a large credit card bank, and I reported to a vice president. This was a lot of people in this bank. And I was told that, we got a new guy, and he knows a lot about mainframe computers. And my job was to make the customer's experience with small computers better. Now, what I'm talking about is super micro computers, really fast Unix-based computers, and network them together and do all kinds of really neat things with small computers, because we had our huge mainframe that processed credit card accounts, and that was a whole different department. So my department with my team was really the leading edge, not bleeding with a B, but leading with an L, edge technology. And I was told by my boss that we got a new boss, and they just hired him, and they didn't ask me, you know, to be on the interview with, you know, with the new guy. And so this guy was really kind of formal, and my team was informal. And he wanted to meet me for the first time. Now, he'd already met all the guys that were in my team. And I'm using my team because I'm trying to be descriptive. Not that I owned them or I controlled them. It's just that, you know, the guys that we all worked together and I was the boss. So, you know, we're trying to set up this meeting where I could go face to face with the new guy. And it took a couple days. And the team, my team, they wouldn't tell me about this guy. You know, they would just say, you know, have you met him? And I'd say, no, I haven't met him. And, you know, I thought the next thing is, well, you'd really like him, or you're going to have a head-on collision. Well, what happened was, at the meeting, I was asked to go into his office, and there he was. He was sitting behind his desk, and he had one of those legal pads, and he had a pencil or a pen in his hand. And I walked in, and he said, he didn't stand up, he didn't shake my hand, he didn't greet me. I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, or I'm Vincent. And he was really trying to tell me that he was the boss, because he was sitting behind the big desk. And he said, tell me about yourself. And I said, well, I'm not sure what you mean. And he said, well, tell me about yourself. And I said, well, I really don't know what you mean. You mean like my hobbies? You mean like what I do here at the bank? What I like to do? Well, I don't know what you mean. You mean my education? You mean my family? What do you mean? He said, tell me about yourself. And he became more brisk. And my response was, well, I don't like it when people tell me what to do. And that was it.
Oh, man. That is just exactly what I would have expected. You know, I've had one interview in my life that was very similar. And it was interesting. But the boss that I had at that time was a lot different. He said to me, almost identically what you just said there. I don't like people telling me what to do. I don't like somebody standing over my shoulder, nitpicking every single thing that I do. I've got a head on my shoulders. I know what I'm doing. I have been doing great for you, for the company, and I really don't need anybody doing anything different in this if you want me to stay. You know, and so he was quite different. He said, you're correct. You have been doing a great job for us, and we want you to continue. The only thing we'd like you to do is to change how you report to me, and just keep me a little more informed about oh, at that time we were running services into a new subdivision, into services into these different houses, and he wanted a little more detailed explanation of how many feet and what type of cable and different stuff like that. And so that was nothing. I didn't have a problem with that. He just kind of turned me loose. And so, you know, in a sense, that ended up being an extremely good interview. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Since we're talking about interviews, you know, the apple doesn't necessarily fall far from the tree. And so our son was at the university, and this is a quite interesting university. Everyone that goes to this particular university in Missouri has to work a minimum of 15 hours. So some people work in the kitchen preparing meals in the school cafeteria. Some people are in the landscaping department where they plant flowers, fertilize, cut the lawn. Some people maintain roofs, maintain wiring. They're in the electrical department. Some people are in the plumbing department. Some people are in computer technology. So they have students. Some people work at the dairy, and you know they raise their own meat. Some people work in the garden because they have their own garden. So this is probably one of the few semi self-sustaining universities in the country. But everybody has to work. I mean, even if, you know, you're a politician's child, you don't get to avoid work. Everybody works for 15 hours. And, you know, you get reduced tuition for that. But you still have to pay some, okay? And it's a really impressive university. So one of the classes that our son attended, happened to be our youngest, was about job interview and job interviews. And, you know, so since y'all are going to graduate soon, you'll be interviewing for that big job. And, you know, we want to make sure you're prepared for it. How to dress, speaking protocol. Now, this is a university where smoking is not allowed. You smoke, you're out. Use drugs, you're out. You get a tattoo, you're out. You know, pink hair, you're out. Very strict. I mean, strict. As a matter of fact, they're at war with the federal government because the federal government wants to have, the policy changed about gender identity. And the university says, you know, they're not going to be boys in the girls' dormitory. So, this university is so strict that if a boy is found in a girl's dormitory, expulsion. No kidding. So, our son was in this class, and it was, tell me about your skills. And the other students went first, and our son was, you know, toward the end, if not the end. And the questions were, you know, tell me about your skills, tell me about, what you know how to do, tell me about your experiences, tell me about your education. And ultimately it was, why should I hire you? And most of the students had responses, well, you know, I like people, I work well with people, I'm outgoing, I'm diligent, hardworking, of course. And so our son says, I'm not sure you should. I'm not so sure you should hire me. Actually, I think this interview is so we can determine if we like each other. And then if we like each other, we can go from there. But if we don't like each other, there's no sense working together. And you know what? Nobody could believe he said that. And he got the highest grade in the class. We'll be right back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Watch it. Oh, no, this can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds,
sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
My classmate is with us from Knox University, Kyle. And Kyle, thank you for going through the extraordinary effort to be on the air today. I know that you had some phone problems and you jumped through a lot of hoops to be here. Your lovely wife called me. And actually called Mrs. Finelli, and I ended up on the phone as well. And so, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you know, Vince.
Any comments about?
You know, go ahead.
Comments
about what? Well, okay.
Well,
you know,
I had to travel
22 miles. If you can hear me, I said I had to travel 22 miles to be able to phone in on a Wi-Fi network. Just to be able, because of the new quote unquote improved phone service that we have. And have you ever noticed, like with parts or equipment or products that you buy, new and improved usually means less and more expensive and doesn't work as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's become universal. Less, more expensive, breaks faster, wears out sooner, but has more buttons, more features, more complexity in electronics. Now, in hardware, it's just thinner, less plating, less durable. You're absolutely right. No question about it. And it also probably means it comes from China.
Yep. That's exactly correct. I know that Metro is the company, the phone company that I am with, and they advertise constantly their big signs in their store and everything, and they say the fastest growing 5G network there is, you know, and they're part of T-Mobile. And it might be, in town or something, and it's starting to really make sense where metro means inside the city, you know, kind of thing. Because if you are in any outlying area, the phone service has just become absolutely dreadful, and I have called them and called them and called them. I've taken my phone into their store. They've cleaned it, reset it, all of the stuff that they can do, put their requests in, and nothing happens. And I don't know if you've noticed it, Vince, but I've been trying to call, like, stores, Walmart, to check on different product availability of things, Home Depot, Lowe's, and you can't get anybody to answer the phone. It's the service lately, especially here, for some reason, is like everybody is so busy, and the cumulative greed of everyone. I had an estimate. I'll just give you an example. I had an estimate on having a well drilled just a couple of weeks ago. Well, the lady at the receptionist says, well, it's $51 a foot, and there's no minimum, nothing like that. All of a sudden, I get a written paper in the mail from the same company saying, no, it's $60 a foot with a 100-foot minimum. It's like people around here, there's so much money flowing in that the people that literally live here are going to have a hard time affording anything. It's just become pathetic. I see this greed
I have a comment
that
about
you're
that.
Talking about. You know, go ahead, comment.
Yeah. I have a we currently have a 2,000 millisecond delay, which means 2 seconds. And so I'm going to reconnect right after the next break or during the next break. But so I happen to be at a O'Reilly's auto parts store with our son, and we needed a bearing, and so. This guy's in there, and he's got a problem with his Corvette. And he says, yeah, I can't believe it. They duct tape these air hoses together with, you know, they duct tape, and the hoses are falling apart, and they're leaking. And he's just furious that that's how this was fixed. And I think it was done by a shop. And then they decided he needed these new rubber hoses for the PCV system. That stands for positive crankcase ventilation. Positive crankcase ventilation has been around since 1960, or maybe even before that. And so the guy behind the counter, the young guy behind the counter, doesn't know what that is. And what is a PCV what? And so the next guy next to him doesn't know. The girl working there doesn't know. Nobody knows. And the customer doesn't know. And so what do? They call the boss, and he's on the phone, and they say, so what is it? What is PCV? I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding 2 American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified three men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs, but it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump is leading a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as their CEOs, over allegations of censorship after the companies banned his and other American accounts.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom.
Trump said Wednesday the lawsuit will aim to, at a very minimum, change the protections platform under Section 230, and at a maximum, take it away. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the best in the land. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. Lightning goalie Andrei Vasilevskiy winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP. He saved all 22 of Montreal's shots on Wednesday night and finished the playoffs with a .937 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average. Vasilevskiy becoming the first goaltender to win the Conn Smythe since Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings in 2012. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Kyle's with me, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend. We've never met, but I know he is a close friend, and I know I can absolutely positively trust him. And what you heard this morning was he traveled a long distance just to be on the air because he said he would be on the air. He made a commitment, and that's what those of us at USA Prepares are like. And it's quite different from people who make appointments to, you know, some people make an appointment to have their car fixed here, and they don't show up. You know, like a new person that's never been here before. Well, what do you think our reaction to that is when they want to make a new appointment? Do you think we're going to jump? Or do you think we'll fit them in if we can? So, Kyle, at this auto parts store, O'Reilly's, nobody behind the counter knew what PCV means or meant. So they call the boss. The boss is on a speakerphone now, so everybody can hear. Everybody in the store can hear this. And he says, he doesn't say PCV stands for positive crankcase ventilation. He doesn't do that. He describes how it pulls the air. It's a system that pulls the air out of the inside of the engine without pulling the oil out. Okay, well, it does that. But what it really is all about is back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, even maybe the 50s, engineers knew that they needed to have the inside of the engine breathe somehow. And they had what was called a draft tube. And the idea was there's a lot of oil splashing around, hitting the pistons, the connecting rods, going through the bearings, running across the camshaft, the lifters, etc. There's a lot of splashing of oil mixing with the air that's in the crankcase. So there's a lot of oily air vapor. Mixed with that is a byproduct of combustion, which is water vapor. That seeps past the rings and also the coal engine block condenses water overnight. So you have a couple drops of water, maybe 100 in the crankcase, and you got to get that out of there. Well, by driving the car and warming up the engine for, let's say, 30 minutes, you know, during normal driving, the heat of the oil kind of doesn't quite boil off the vapor, but it encourages it to leave. So it has to have a place to go. So there used to be what's called a draft tube. This is just a like a one-inch diameter pipe that went straight down to about the bottom of the oil pan. And it was cut on a bologna slice so that as air blew across it as you're driving, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, it would cause a vacuum and it would pull the oily water vapor out of the crankcase. But it really wasn't that good because it didn't work when you were just idling, you know, not moving and not moving quickly. So a system was developed by, and it's a brilliant system, and it has a valve called a positive crankcase ventilation valve. And what it does is this valve meters how much air is going to be pulled out of the crankcase, put into the intake manifold for combustion. And it's under vacuum, so it's always working at some level. Maybe very, very, very little at idle, and at a much higher rate of air exchange in the crankcase at, you know, highway speeds or 20 miles an hour. So it works really well, and there is a breather that lets air into the valve cover, and this hose pulls the air, oil, water, vapor mixture out, and it goes into combustion, and it doesn't smell. And it's a great, great system. However, nobody behind the counter who was selling the auto parts knew what this was. That was amazing to me. They're hiring people that have no clue. And so I was in another store, a competitor of theirs, and a customer walked in. They had this young gal working there. And frankly, I mean, there may be a few young gals who have gone through automotive training, know what they're doing, and are pretty good at it. I just haven't seen any of them. Well, a customer asked, "Do you have a crowfoot wrench?" Crowfoot. She had no idea what that was. Now, I'm pretty sure that she has walked past the display of wrenches and sockets and ratchets and, you know, etc. 100 times a day. I don't know how long she's been there, but I know it wasn't her first day. And there were metric and SAE crowfoot wrenches. Kyle, would you mind describing what a crowfoot wrench is, please?
It's a type of a wrench, or it actually looks like you cut the end of an open-end wrench off, and it's got a little tiny extension on that edge of it that where your ratchet or an extension can actually pop down into that square hole to be able to turn something when there's no room to move the wrench around you don't have the room to be able to move a wrench around, but you could take this little crow's foot, which is attached to your extension, and you put it in there, and you can drop that down a narrow space to be able to turn a screw on, or not a screw, a bolt on or off. And they make them in half inch and in 3/8 inch usually. I've never seen them personally in quarter inch, but I'm pretty sure somebody makes it. But I have a set. It's just funny you mentioned those, Vince. The other day I was at a garage sale, and this, they didn't know what they had or what they just, their husband had died, and he was an old time worker mechanic, and they had an entire box, a cardboard box, probably about 12 inches wide and 20 inches long, and it was, the box itself was about 6 inches high, but probably 3 inches of the bottom of that box was full of sockets. And I could see crow's feet, wrenches in there. I could see wobble, sockets in there, which is like a, it's like a universal joint, except it has a socket on one side, and then you attach your extension or your ratchet to it so that if you can't get directly onto a particular bolt, you can still apply torque to it. So I saw all this stuff in there, and I asked her, I said, how much do you want for this? And she said, how about $5? And I just, I couldn't get my money out fast enough because there was an entire set of wobble sockets in there, all the way up to 3/4 inch. And then just all kinds of crow's feet, wrenches in there filled. I had lost a couple of mine, and it just so happened that those two were in that box of those sockets, and they were almost none of them were Taiwan, Chinese junk. They were almost all Craftsman. There was a couple I can't remember the name of it now. Escaping me, but in any case, it was just I can never turn that stuff down. You know, the same thing is true with our good. You get good. I look for old screwdrivers, old tools. I look for all of them, and I found an antique. Vince, you'll find this really interesting. I found one of the first vice grips that they ever made. And it actually has a screw thing on it. It doesn't clamp down like the new vice grips do. This just basically is like it's like a pair of pliers that you adjust, in that box. I couldn't believe it. I love old tools. I love that kind of stuff because you can see the brilliance of the engineers that come up with these ideas, you know, and I'm sure some mechanic probably come up with the idea of the crow's foot. But they're one of the most handy wrenches sets that a person can own, especially if you're working on a bunch of these newer cars, because sometimes you just flat can't hardly get in there to get to take bolts undone, even with a socket. And sometimes it's really tight. It's hard to get to. So I use my crow's foot. I have them in my carry toolbox and everything else.
Yeah, so class, there's three or four different kinds of wrenches, typically. There's the open-end wrench, which means that you can just slide the wrench sideways onto a nut or a bolt. And if a wrench is open-end on both sides, it's an open-end wrench. Then there's a combination wrench, which is open-end on one end, and a box wrench, meaning it totally encircles the nut or bolt on the other end. Okay, and then there is the closed end, which is both ends are boxed in. Okay, so those are the three types, and a crow's foot is really a wrench that might be 2.5 inches long. Now, if you think about a 2.5 inch long wrench, you can't use it for very much. You can't put any torque on it because it's too short. But let's say, as Kyle mentioned, if there's an area where you need to tighten something and you don't have room for the rest of the wrench, let's say the rest of the 8 inches or the 6 inches of wrench. So what it is literally it's one end of a wrench, 2.5 inches long maybe, cut off, and instead of the rest of the wrench, they put a square hole that you would put a ratchet or a ratchet extension in. So they are really great. Now, you don't use them all the time, but when you need one, you need one. So I was stunned, absolutely stunned, because this young gal, you know, has walked past us 100 times and didn't have enough energy, desire, wherewithal to look at all the stuff that they sell in the store. And it was embarrassing. I mean, I almost said, they're right over here. Okay, and I hardly go there. And what is one? I could have explained it to her, but I didn't. And so I thought maybe the punishing embarrassment, you know, would wake this gal up. Now, if I call there and she answers, I'm probably going to say, I really appreciate you answering the call. May I speak to, you know, I'll name somebody I know. Because I don't want to waste her time, you know, trying to figure out what I'm trying to say while I'm patiently pacing. Okay, I don't want to waste her time. I'm trying to say that as politely as I can. There is no reason why people have jobs if they don't know what they're doing. Like placeholders. Placeholders. Okay, so we talked about the PCV valve. We're going to teach you things that you might not have learned in your daily walk of life. The next thing, technology. I've been thinking all night long, lay awake, thinking about technology. And I'm trying to think of, is there a circumstance, is there an instance where technology is natural? I submit to you that technology is not natural. Not natural. So what am I talking about? The steam engine is technology. It's not natural. It doesn't grow in nature. Automobiles. Rockets. Bombs. Nuclear power. Generator. It's all unnatural. We'll be right back.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So during the break, I looked out the window and I saw Mrs. Finelli in the garden. And I was wondering what the tomato and pepper count might be for, you know, for lunch. And so as I opened the door, I heard an engine that I didn't recognize. I mean, I recognize the sound of every one of our tractors and cars, but this was different. I was thinking this might be a different customer, somebody new, something that I haven't heard before. And then I saw it, and our son was running this engine, and I said to Mrs. Finelli, "This is a terrible thing. This is really bad news." And he was operating a Bobcat skid steer, you know, with a front-end bucket. Someone had dropped it off to be serviced. I said, "This is terrible." And she said, "So why?" And I said, "Because he's going to want one." And that's next on the list. I know that's coming.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, Ben. Go ahead. Finish your story.
No, that's it. That's it. Please go ahead, Kyle.
Well, it's so strange to me how that you and I have come to so many of the same conclusions. There's an old Don Williams country song, and it's called the Coyote Song. And in this song, he says in there, "I knew an old boy from South Texas." And anyway, he'd tell you days of the old days, tell you stories of the old days and different things. And then towards the end of the song, he says, and he cursed all the roads and the oil men, and he cursed the automobile. And I've thought about that because it struck a chord inside of me. And you were talking about technology. And, to me, I was pondering this. Oh, this must have been about 3 or 4 months ago. I was pondering this and thinking about it and wonder, you know, running it through my mind. But it's made a betterment for society in the sense of made things easier, made people live longer. But I'm not so sure that's a good thing for society. I've come to that conclusion. In a sense, technology has made, it fosters laziness, weakness, it fosters control, it fosters mental incompetence, mental apathy, it fosters a screwed up way of perceiving life. And I thought to myself, you know, what would happen if we didn't have all these people? The stupid people wouldn't have been able to survive in days like the old cowboys had to live in. You know, nature had a way of weeding those people out in a hurry. Anyway, I know it's kind of a brutal thing to say and think, but as I've said on the program before, the further we get from an agrarian society where people have to see consequences immediately for stupidity or incompetence is seriously what has messed up our society and it fosters stupidity to an nth degree. Your comment?
There is nothing good about a McDonald's hamburger because it's packaged to go. Whether it goes or not, it's packaged to go. So it's in a paper wrapper, in a paper bag with aluminized plastic pouch of ketchup and a napkin, and everything except the hamburger is thrown away. For sure. And if you get a cup of coffee, the cup gets thrown away, the stir gets thrown away, the lid gets thrown away. So if someone has one McDonald's hamburger and one cup of coffee, that's, let's see, there's the napkin, there's the ketchup container in the squeeze packet, there is the bag, there's the coffee cup, there's the coffee lid, and the coffee stir. That's six pieces of trash for a hamburger and a cup of coffee. And if you get sugar, you know, if you want poison with that coffee, well, that's item number seven, the empty packet of sugar that gets thrown away. So there's nothing good about the technology of a McDonald's hamburger. And I got to tell you that before 1950, there was no such thing as a McDonald's hamburger in a franchise, for sure. Any comments, Kyle, about, you know, the fast food? That's technology. That's banging out hamburgers ultra fast. And the other thing is that, you know, if someone has to wait like a minute in line, they're really getting kind of frustrated because, like, you know, it's more than the hamburger wasn't handed to them when they walked in the door. That's where we are today. We want it now. Actually, we want it before we even thought about it. That's where we are today. Kyle and I will be right back for hour number two. I'd like to talk about transmission coolers, and I'd like to talk about something that's really difficult, tracing down a defective wire in a wiring harness in a car. It's really frustrating, and I'll tell you how we do it, and Kyle can tell us his thoughts on that. I've got, you know, more exploding tires. We'll talk about that and why you should clean your radiator and air conditioning condenser. I'm Ben Fennell.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.